If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... On those good vibes this Monday morning, July 14th, 585-252-9800. Hit us up on the phone or the text line. Tell us what's good. Who's here, Breeze?
Got a couple people weighing in. Let's go to the line. Kelly's here. She says, good morning. Having a great morning already since it's off to the right foot. And I had an awesome weekend. Love that moment for you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Who else is here? We have our friend Cynthia weighing in. Cynthia says, good morning. How are you guys? Feeling good today? Vibes are high. Ready to absolutely crush this week. Good.
That's what's up. Let's get after it this week.
Love that moment for you. And who else is here? Well, I don't know where... Amy from Sodas hasn't checked in since 08, so that's tough.
Time for a wellness check.
Yeah, where are you? Question mark. Nico and Steve aren't here. It's just, I guess it's just too early for some people. Let's see. Lisa's here. Lisa says, good morning. I went to Hozier last night at CMAC, and it was a great concert. Yes, it was. It was a great show. I was also there. Good times had by all.
Packed house.
Sold out show.
Sold out show, yeah.
Sold out. But that's all I got so far. How was you? How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Went to my cousin Vinny's graduation party yesterday. Graduated high school. Yes, I have.
So
two
no
cousin
more.
Vinny's.
So no more musicals.
No, done. Now we leave that all up to my niece. Went to Cornhill Arts Fest Saturday morning. That place is huge. I don't remember it being that big.
I know.
I was like, I just kept walking and walking.
The neighborhood's so cute, too.
It is. It's a really awesome neighborhood. I haven't been there in forever, but I ran into a lot of people we work with, coincidentally.
Really?
Were you there Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was.
I was going to call you. I was like, yeah, this might be early for Breeze.
It was very hot.
Yeah, it was.
By the time I went, so...
It was very hot,
couldn't
but awesome
stay
festival.
Super long because I was dying, but it was a really good, really good festival.
Yeah, cool vendors.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun being a part of it this year for sure. And yesterday, I hope that the rain didn't deter people too much. Just poured for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
nothing crazy. Let's see. Alicia's here. Vibes are high. We just ordered our wedding invitations. Getting married in October. Can't wait.
Heyo.
Love that for you.
Congratulations. Nice. How are the vibes this morning, Breeze?
Vibes are good. Vibes are high. Yeah, I had a great weekend. Got to see my parents last night. That was good. Went to the concert. Also, I mean, listen. Concerts on a Sunday, absolutely diabolical for sure. I guess they aren't thinking of the kids, but this wasn't really a kid-geared show. People had to work this morning, obviously, but
yeah.
It was good. It was a good show. And concerts starting at 8, also wild. 8 o'clock. Like, I don't know.
That seems like it's the norm, though.
I don't know. Most of the concerts that I go to at CMAC up until this season are 7 o'clock.
Didn't Benson Boone hit the stage at, like, 9 p.m.?
9:30, 9:45.
Yeah. He was just kind of hanging. He's like, yeah, I'll be there in a minute.
He's like, yeah, I know. My kids are the age range of my fans are kids, and they're 7 to 10 years old, but I'll go on when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Heard it was a great show, though.
Yeah, it was good.
Like we talk about all the time in the city, you guys, it's hard to have nice things sometimes. And that's why the owners of this certain bar and restaurant are just up in arms about what took place in their facility and what happened to them. But leave it to our community to come together and rise above the theft, the vandalism, the evil, if you will. We'll talk about this coming up and why it just seems like such a struggle these days to own a small business. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You know, it's hard to have nice things sometimes in this city. Ask the owners of Ridge Runners Bar and Grill, a beloved local establishment in Clarkson. I think they're about 20 minutes from here, but they experienced a pretty big break-in last week. Because both Michelle and her husband, Richard, they've owned Ridge Runners for about 8 months, not long, and were shocked by the break-in. Don't be shocked. These things absolutely happen. But security footage from around 3 a.m., the night of the burglary, captured two people just stealing dozens of liquor bottles and emptying cash registers. Criminals took $1,800 worth of food, forcing the bar to close for a day. Although they still reopened the next day, Michelle said they have not fully recovered from this emotionally. They're just completely distraught. And they, by the way, if you see the video footage of this on social or anything, they really took their time in there. When shopping.
When it comes to like Clarkson and where that is, it's, in my opinion, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like it's out towards Brockport. So I wonder like what the patrol situation is out there. Like obviously they don't have as big of a police department as like RPD.
Yeah, they weren't in a real hurry. Oh, is this Three Olives Cherry? I'll take this.
They're like dumping into water bottles.
The owner said, look, I was terrified only because it just feels violating to just go through the scenario that someone broke in. It's a homey place for a lot of the locals. So it was uncomfortable and it was terrifying to think that this could ever happen to me. And the Monroe County Sheriff's Office is investigating, but obviously no suspects have been named.
Right.
The family says the community has really rallied around them. 600 shares on Facebook.
Wow.
From one post. The people in the community are all talking about it. All the regulars have all been talking about it. They've been sharing every bit of information they can. But recovering from the burglary, including replacing stolen items and installing security upgrades, may take weeks or months, they said. See, this is why it's so scary, too, about, you know, when it comes to owning your own business. It takes everything to run a small business. But it takes one night to maybe set you back months or even longer.
Or shut you down.
Or shut you down, too. That's like, happened as well.
Some people can't recover from that. And it's just like the entitlements out of this world is insane.
Yeah.
I want it, so I'm going to go smash and grab it. Okay, what?
Upgrade those security systems. Do you? By the way, does your apartment, you don't have one, right?
Do I have one?
Yeah.
No.
You don't have an alarm system?
No. No, we don't.
Does your new car?
I don't know. I don't really want to find out.
I mean, it'd be just nice to know if you have one.
I don't know what my new car does, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it drives. So thank you for that story. Last night was out at CMAC at a concert. Hozier was a great show. But
yeah, the
one thing that I witnessed was absolutely wild to me. And I just feel like there's this something that happens when you are at a concert that people just kind of forget how to act. You'll never believe the conversation that I witnessed between two strangers last night at CMAC. I'll tell you all about it coming up next.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Play is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Have you ever inserted yourself in a place you just feel like you don't belong?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
Of course, hands down. I feel like when it comes to concerts or airplanes, the rules for like just being a regular human go out the window. Like people tend to forget how to act. And I don't know why. It's very strange.
Drugs.
Yeah, maybe. Everyone's high as a kite on an airplane. But it's just... It's interesting because last night I witnessed something at the Hozier concert that I was like, what are we doing here?
You seem to always have a story of somebody behind you or sitting in front of you every single time you go to a show.
I know. And this didn't really have anything to do with me. It was just like me being observant of what was going on around me. But
sure.
We were sitting in our seats and the person next to us, it was a mom and her daughter. And the daughter just like, I don't know, didn't really seem into it. Was just sitting down on the phone, like just scrolling.
How
she
old?
Was probably like
14.
God, I'm so bad with age.
Yeah.
She was probably like 15. I'm like, she was 7. she was probably between 7 and 10.
Okay, so she wasn't even a teenager.
No, I don't think so.
Would you think that Hozier was a show for kids?
No.
Like, you didn't see too many kids there last night, right? It's not like a Benson Boone concert.
No. It's more like folky. Anyways, she's like sitting there. She's doing her own thing. Like, she's not worried about it at all. And the people behind us are so loud and obnoxious. Like, it got so bad that I had to like pull up the lyrics on my phone. So I was like, I don't know what song we're on. Like, I don't know where we're at. No, it was brutal. I was like, okay.
You couldn't hear them singing at CMAC because the people behind you were too loud?
I couldn't hear Hozier. Yeah, no, it was bad. They're like, yeah! I'm like, oh my God, what song are we on? I'm trying to like pull up the lyrics to do like a quick karaoke moment.
You're doing a Shazam?
No, fully. I'm like, which one was this?
What song are we listening to? I don't really know.
Anyways. So these people are just like obviously belligerently drunk. And I'm like, all right, whatever. We're at a concert. Like, you do you. But they take it upon themselves. And now the mom is sitting down with the child.
Sure.
They take it upon themselves and they tap the mom on the shoulder and they go, we have water for her if she needs.
Okay.
And the mom's like, we do too. Like, we're good. Thank you. She's like, I'm a mom. I get it.
How polite.
She's
like, it's nice to ask.
She's like, we're good. Thank you. I think you should have the water. First of all, the kid is fine. I don't know if she just came to and was like, is the kid passed out? Does the kid need water? And like, sweetie, you should be drinking the water. You should be drinking the water.
Clearly they were drinking because you know when everybody gets drunk, they want to be friends with everybody.
Exactly. And the kid was like, leave me alone. And then Too Sweet came on and the kid was up out of her chair and like literally living her best life, which is like totally me too.
Oh, so she was a fan.
She knew like one song, which was literally just me too. And she was standing on the chair and the girl behind her who had just offered her water was like, you get it, queen. Like, absolutely get it. Like, yeah, stand on that chair. And I was like, you are doing the absolute most right now. And this kid just wants to enjoy a concert with her mom.
Yeah.
She's like serving them drinks. She's like lifting her on her shoulders. I'm like, you don't know these people. Like, and this is kind of what I talked about at the Red Wings game. Like, that guy who just like wanted to chat with me and was spilling his beer all over me and was like, where'd you get your shirt? I'm like, the merch store. Like, they're on sale right now. It's just like, I get it being friendly. And I don't know if I'm just like overly friendly all the time. So when I get in certain situations, I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, but we.
But I don't know. I'm not trying to sound like meh, but
you're a very friendly person too. But you know, when somebody's really drunk, they start talking to you really closely. They get the close talker. Even the Bills game, the playoff game against the Ravens last season.
Smell your lunch.
The people behind us, they want it to be super friendly. All of a sudden, we get an invite to come back to their RV.
Oh, my God.
The parking lot. I'm like, no, that's very sweet of you. Thank you. You guys don't even know where you are right now. You're so hammered.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, bring back Stranger Danger. Like, let's stop. No, like, literally bring back Stranger Danger. I don't care. I said it last week. I'll say it again. Because I'm telling you, that 7 to 15-year-old kid was like, Mom?
Speaking of inserting yourself in places you don't belong, I've gotten a couple of invites already to go to this tattoo convention coming up in Rochester. And they're like, yeah, you need to come check it out, Moose. It's all new artist. We know you're looking to get your first tattoo, and this is going to be a perfect opportunity for you to meet artists that might be a good fit for you.
Not
I'm like, someone, what?
Not someone fulfilling their apprenticeship on your arm.
Can you imagine? I'm going to feel so weird in this place, but I'm like, yeah, it might come through.
I feel like you spelled moose wrong. I'm so sorry. It was supposed to be two O's, not
moose,
one.
Moose, like the animal, not the hair product.
98PXY traffic.
We're still looking pretty good out there for you on this Monday morning. 490, no delays in either direction. Thruway moving at...
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.